Returning to the past, a pair of fishermen are out on the water in a small rowboat, their lines cast. They're bundled up for the early January morning.
It's too damn cold for this. Nothing's a-biting and the parade's starting soon.
Yeah. The Mary Beth will be fierce if I'm late for her. Huh?
One of their lines pulls tight. The line is being yanked out at high speed. They're both on their feet, causing the small boat to rock back and forth.
You got something. Something big.
It's damn strong, too.
The fisherman starts to pull on the reel, spinning it, his fishing pole bending. His buddy leans over the edge of the rocking boat, trying to get a glimpse of whatever they've hooked.
What do you think it is? Cobia, maybe?
No, not this time of year. Might be a...
Suddenly, the beast erupts from the water, lifting the boat off the surface, one of its horns ripping through the wooden hull. The fishing line is wrapped around the other horn. The fishermen fly out of the boat, landing hard on the water. They erupt to the surface, mobbing in the surf.
What was that?
I didn't...
It was him. Dear God Almighty, I saw it. It was old Buck. I saw the horns and those eyes. Oh, God. I cry with my whole heart. Hear me, oh, Lord.
Merle!
I will keep...
Merle, come on! Merle!
The fisherman looks all around, but all he sees is a spreading spot of red water where his friend was. He starts to swim.
Oh, Lord!
Keeping one eye behind him as he tries to reach shore. He's almost to the beach, so he stands and starts wading for the shore. He stumbles as he splashes along and then collapses just where the waves lap at the beach, his boots still in the water.
Lord! Oh, Lord!
Oh, no, friend. That may well be a pure and tranquil wave, but what in it ain't the Lord. Not by a damn long shot.
The fisherman looks up to see the strangest gathering of humans he's ever seen. 3 men and 2 women,